Okay, so welcome to our next talk by Walter, who's going to talk us about Nostru notes and other stuff transmitted by relays. Please help me give them a warm welcome.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'm going to talk about Nostru. This is, I think, the first time somebody's talking about Nostru, like on a stage outside of our little Nostru bubble. We have our little Nostru events and conferences and stuff, but this time it's like for a general audience and open source developers at that, so that's pretty cool. I'm going to be standing mostly behind my laptop, unfortunately, because I'm going to be spate running through my slides. You can basically ignore the slides, just listen to my talk. I'm going to do that in order to make sure that I'm keeping like on track and on pace, so I keep time to answer a bunch of questions. So please keep your questions in mind, come up with questions, and we'll have a bit of a discussion afterwards. So because this is like Nostru outside of its own little environment, I'm going to do the obligatory show of hands thing. So please raise your hand if you've heard of Nostru before. All right, and keep your hand up if, and only if, you've used Nostru before. Okay, and you can keep your hand up if you think you understand Nostru. All right, perfect. Very quickly about me, Wouter Constant. I love StarCraft Brood War, and if you wonder why I'm the guy that's standing here, that's partly the reason. And for all the rest, just go with it. Okay, let's go. So this presentation, I'm mostly going to be talking about three things, like the story has like three parts. First, I'm going to be focusing on this paradigm shift. From that, we're going to flow into Nostru, and then I'm going to try to argue why I think this is actually going to work. There was a part before this that I mostly just cut out in the interest of time that I'm shortly going to address right now, or not right now. We're just going to talk about Nostru. So Nostru notes and other stuff transmitted by relays was invented by some guy at the end of 2019. And the opening statement pretty much sums it up, which is, it's the simplest open protocol that is able to create a censorship-resistant global social network once and for all. It doesn't rely on trusted central servers, hence it is resilient. It is based on cryptographic keys and signatures, so it is tamper-proof. It does not rely on peer-to-peer techniques, therefore it works. All right, so briefly, I'm going to talk about platforms because it's a social media thing, right? And the reason I cut it out is because all the problems with social media and the central platforms pretty much top of mind. And I guess with just this audience, most people understand what's going on. So, but you know, why do we use these platforms in the first place? Well, apparently because hosting websites is too hard, right? We could have all just hosted our own personal website and do stuff by that way. We didn't. We all went to one particular website, named Facebook or whatever, and started to make pages there. So what do these platforms actually do? In general, they do three main things. They manage identity and networks, right? So this is your account and the people you follow and people following you. They host data, so this is your physical infrastructure of making sure that people get the pictures and videos and whatever. And the last part I call indexing. So this is your search. These are your suggestion algorithms and your feed, all that type of stuff. So what is the result of the fact that we're all using these platforms is that they've captured network effect, right? That's where the value is. Everybody's there because everybody's there. But we also incur this censorship risk, right? We're at the behest of these central platforms and they can kick us off and then we lost our identity and our network and our data, etc. All right, so let's go into this paradigm shift. And talking about this paradigm shift, I'm talking about names, right? So the core of the paradigm shift is the use of asymmetric cryptography or public private key pairs. And the thing is about names. So there is this notion of a Zuko's triangle. It's the deal where there are three aspects. You can only pick two. It's about, you have one is human meaningful, right? So this is a name that you can understand. For instance, Bob. Bob is a very understandable name. You have this notion on the bottom left. It's decentralized. This basically means that you're able to create the name yourself instead of getting the name assigned by some central authority. And the last part at the bottom right is secure. And this means basically that the name is unique. right? That if you interact with that particular name, you're sure that you're actually interacting with like that particular person and not somebody else. So because this is a game of you can only pick two, we get like these options. So we have human meaningful and secure. So that's the bottom. That's the top one. It's like official, this official seal of approval. So this is the one and only Bob, right? There's no other Bob. This is Bob. We have human meaningful and decentralized.